Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 29, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about relief and regret. Crypto Twitter reacts as Coinbase says no to corporate activism. Traders rotate to Bitcoin expecting a quiet Q4 for altcoins. Ethereum 2.0 developers launch Spadina, a 3-day practice testnet. Coinbase has drawn a line in the sand for its activist employees. Now let's get started. Relief and regret. Crypto Twitter reacts as Coinbase says no to corporate activism. Coinbase's Brian Armstrong dropped a bombshell on corporate America and the culture wars when he told employees, firmly, to keep activism out of the workplace. In a blog post on Monday, Armstrong said Coinbase employees should be laser-focused on the company's mission, to create an open financial system for the world. The message is clear. Coinbase won't touch topics unrelated to its business and it expects employees to pursue social activism on their own time. Armstrong predicted his blog might stir up some controversy. He was right. 12 hours after publication, the post has split the crypto industry straight down the middle. Some have come out in praise of Armstrong's public stance. Others have criticized it as regressive and out of touch with the times. Some supporters responding to Armstrong's tweet picked up on the theme that business leaders should remove unnecessary distractions from the workplace. Building a business is hard enough, said Masari's Ryan Selkies, without feeling the need to build a pitch-perfect political platform. Boost VC's Adam Draper said focusing on a unified mission was the only way companies get things done. Similarly, former Coinbase Vice President Dan Romero, who left last year, tweeted that resolutely pursuing the corporate mission of building an accessible finance system would do more social good for countries outside the US. But not everyone saw it that way. Likely anticipating the negative reaction to his blog, Armstrong restricted comments to the Twitter accounts he followed. The only critical one, on his thread anyway, came from Ruben Bramanathan, a lawyer and former product manager at Coinbase, who said the exchange shouldn't use its mission statement to ignore problems of inequality and injustice. Others on a separate thread where replies weren't restricted accused Coinbase of trying to bury its head in the sand. Coinbase and its employees are part of American society and can't close the blinds on issues that directly affect their lives, both in and outside of work, said one. Some highlighted that such a narrow focus on the mission might harm Coinbase's business in the long run. One said the stance could inadvertently shrink the pool of talent willing to work at the exchange. Another, that screening for just the mission could likely lead to the wrong sort of people, those unable to handle and manage different objectives and perspectives working at the company. Traders rotate to Bitcoin expecting a quiet Q4 for altcoins. Some digital asset traders say they've been rotating funds out of alternate cryptocurrencies altcoins into Bitcoin BTC in anticipation of the leading cryptocurrency significantly outperforming the entire crypto market for at least the next several months. Kevin Joe, co-founder of San Francisco-based Galois Capital, told CoinDesk his firm is now bullish on Bitcoin and expects the upward altcoin trend of the last few months to revert into several months of downward price action. During months of sustained excitement over new decentralized finance DeFi protocols and various altcoins, Bitcoin became under-owned, according to Kyle Davies, a prominent DeFi investor and co-founder of Three Arrows Capital. Bitcoin is down so far in September, dropping more than 10%. But with a subsiding of the DeFi craze and yields collapsing, Davies said he expects investor interest to pivot from altcoins toward Bitcoin. Two futures indices recently launched by FTX reflect the recent cooling off in the altcoin market. After consistent double-digit percentage gains since April, the exchange's decentralized finance and S**TCoin indexes have both dropped by double digits this month. In 2020, altcoins with lower market capitalization significantly outperformed BTC and Ether thanks in part to global financial markets recovering and stabilizing a bit, said Ryan Watkins, Bitcoin analyst at Messari. Also aided by the DeFi and yield farming frenzies, most of the significant altcoin returns started in the second half of the year as tokens like Comp and YFI came onto the market. As Q4 approaches and returns for altcoins have started to cool off, some professional cryptocurrency traders are betting on significant upside for Bitcoin amid continued downside for altcoins. The market owns too much stablecoin and non-Bitcoin, Davies told CoinDesk, betting that cryptocurrency investors will rebalance toward Bitcoin and away from altcoins for now. September's moderate altcoin sell-off could extend beyond Q4, however, according to Joe, who told CoinDesk that, although he's not a fan of making predictions, this month's downward trend for altcoins could last for at least a year. Ethereum 2.0 developers launch Spadina, a three-day practice testnet. Ethereum 2.0 developers have launched yet another testnet, this time to give onboarding stakers a dry run before the launch of ETH 2.0 sometime this autumn. Called Spadina after a subway stop in Toronto, the testnet follows the official Ethereum Foundation's Madalla testnet, which launched in early August. Developers will only be supporting Spadina for the next 3 days while ETH 2.0 stakers practice joining the network with the testnet, said Ethereum Foundation researcher Danny Ryan in a September 14 blog. The main objective is to give us all another chance to go through one of the more difficult and risky parts of the process, deposits and genesis, before we reach mainnet. If all goes well, it should give us greater peace of mind before we jump into the real deal later this year, Ryan said. The release of ETH 2.0, a fully functional proof-of-stake (PoS) blockchain to replace the current proof-of-work (PoW) Ethereum mainchain has been years in coming. An official launch date has not yet been given, but is expected before the end of 2020. Testnets practicing different parts of ETH 2.0's launch began rolling out in 2019. The ETH 2.0 software is maintained by five separate teams that have programmed the same central specification in different computer languages. Writing and developing those languages has been the main hurdle to deploying the project in a timely manner. Madalla is the first Ethereum Foundation-backed testnet of ETH 2.0 Phase 0. That testnet was preceded by a slew of others such as Gorli and Schlesi. The PoS version of Ethereum will deploy in at least three phases, according to current schematics. Structurally, Phase 0 comprises the Beacon Chain, a central coordinator of the future multi-chained ETH 2.0 network. Once enough Ethereum investors have deposited Ether (ETH) into the new blockchain's deposit contract, the Beacon Chain can begin validating transactions. Those Ether holdings work as skin in the game for those participating on the new blockchain. Stakers validate transactions and receive staking rewards in return. Ether deposits are slashable in the case that multiple investors try to collude against the blockchain by validating invalid transactions. Yet, the process of moving ETH from one blockchain to another can be difficult for investors, particularly for those new to the space. In that vein, ETH 2.0 developers opted to have yet another testnet to practice moving funds over to the Beacon Chain. Coinbase has drawn a line in the sand for its activist employees. You might call it taking a stand by not taking one. Brian Armstrong, CEO of Coinbase, took a strong stance against employee-driven corporate activism over the weekend, explaining that, going forward, his company would be mission-focused. That means Coinbase will devote all of its attention to achieving the goal, creating infrastructure for the crypto economy, but will eschew any kind of activism, and won't take a stand on policy or societal issues that go beyond that mission. It's not that those issues aren't important and don't need solving, Armstrong says, but that Coinbase's best shot at making the world a better place is by achieving its central mission. It's clear that Armstrong's post comes in response to some kind of employee movement at Coinbase rather than pressure from the outside. He explains how he recently realized some employees believed Coinbase's world-changing mission means the firm should actively push forward other ways to improve the world. Now that he's taken this stance, though, he has very politely told those people to be activists on their own time, or find another job. What's also clear is that Armstrong believes he's far from alone among his C-suite peers, not just at Coinbase or in the crypto industry, but among executive teams across corporate America. By sharing his position publicly, Armstrong obviously hopes it resonates and catches on, perhaps lighting the spark of some kind of backlash to the cultural moment that has, among other things, seen Scientific American take a position on the presidential race for the first time in its 175-year history. And Armstrong is probably right to think so. Although barely any other CEOs responded to his post, several influencers chimed in their support. To be fair, the odds were skewed in his favor. Big chunks of the crypto community, generally known to favor libertarianism and pseudonymity, would certainly feel affinity to Armstrong's "leave me out of it" position. Of course, there was no shortage of people calling out Armstrong for taking a position that doesn't just go against the grain of a trend sweeping companies throughout America, but is in their view fundamentally cowardly and on the wrong side of history. Ultimately, it will push away talent, critics say, since it will set the wrong tone with exactly the kind of employees they should want. Many workers feel empowered, and potentially more productive when they're allowed to speak out on causes. Sapping productivity? Time will tell who is right with respect to Coinbase, but Armstrong's stance is such a line in the sand in today's culture that bigger questions are at stake. Coinbase isn't just a darling of the crypto industry poised for an IPO. It's a tech company based in Silicon Valley, ground zero for exactly the kind of employee activism Armstrong is eschewing. While many corporations make donations to righteous causes or respond to the cultural zeitgeist with message-based marketing, tech companies have seen employees take strong positions in recent years to pressure their employers to do what they believe is the right thing. Thousands of Google employees staged a walkout in 2018 over how the company handled sexual harassment allegations. Amazon workers continually speak out against the company making its facial recognition technology available to law enforcement. And Facebook's employees are so emboldened that they're directly critical of CEO Mark Zuckerberg in public forums. Armstrong even name-checks Facebook and Google in his Medium post, pointing to those companies' internal strife as an indicator of sapped productivity. The company I really think he's thinking about, however, is Spotify, whose employees are openly revolting over podcaster Joe Rogan's arrival on the platform, demanding new safeguards be put in place over potentially objectionable content. This is where the comparison between Coinbase and the strife within the tech industry starts to break down. It's one thing for a crypto exchange to take an apolitical stance, and another for a communications platform where speech, information and the handling of those things are the company's core product to do so. But that's exactly the point. Armstrong's position isn't a message to Silicon Valley heavyweights to turn back the clock on employee wokeness. It's an open letter to every other corporate leader, urging them to connect the dots between the political positions they might be taking and the central mission of their companies. And if the result is a picture they don't like, rethink. I am not naive. In today's world, where every day seems to bring a new tragedy or flashpoint that raises the cultural temperature even more, that's a hard thing to do. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.